Most trusted battery. Die hard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
We're having a free get acquainted session at a resort this weekend.
How much is this free resort weekend?
It's free.
And when is this weekend?
It's this weekend.
And how much does it cost?
It's free.
I see. And when is it?
It's this weekend.
And what are you charging for this free weekend?
Crossed over if I ever have.
It's important to ask the right questions.
Yes.
You never get the answers. You don't ask.
He gets right to the fine print, doesn't he?
On sunny side of the street.
Well, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Friday already? Wow.
Yeah.
That was a short week, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, was Alex depressed when she saw you today? Usually that's her Friday celebration.
You know, usually when I come in on Fridays, she does say, hey, best part of the week. Today she says, what are you doing here? Yeah, Frank has the day off today. Many people don't know this. September 17th is the day he has to go to the eye doctor and get his eyes rotated.
Oh.
Like you're supposed to take your car in for a tune-up.
And every other oil change.
You get your tires rotated. He does the same. I did not know this until I met him. The man has had so many surgeries on his eyes that he actually can have them removed, switched, and then his vision doesn't change at all. It's amazing.
Yeah. And he's cockeyed.
Yeah, that's right. Now when he crosses his eyes, he's looking in two separate directions, like Peter Falk used to.
Yeah, pardon me. Am I bothering you? Who are you looking at?
So he's not here today, and I get to come in and play, and I'm happy about that. And right before we went on the air, Ian asked me, are you as out of your mind as Frank is about Breaking Bad? And I said I am, but I'm containing it. I know he can't contain himself over this.
And he's very frustrated because Dan and I both do not watch the show.
Yes, I know. That's why I don't talk about it with you guys.
So he's happy when, like, Monday, Colin from the newsroom comes down to talk about the episode over the weekend because he has a fellow viewer
and
to
I completely
go crazy
relate
with.
To that. Here's the problem with liking a show that, while popular, only gets 5 or 6 million viewers. It's not like, you know, something stupid like Dancing with the Stars gets 15 million viewers. People are more likely to see it. Now, if you brought that up with me, I wouldn't know anything about it.
Right.
Other than the fact that we've talked about a couple of the people who are on it this season, because we know a couple of them, like Bill Engvall and Bill Nye. But when you watch a show like that, like Breaking Bad, it has enormous buzz in the media. It is the best show on television. But there are times when you can be around a dozen other people and no one watches it. Speaking of which, I was at a gathering of human beings just a few days ago, at which one of them said a phrase that I never believe. I don't even own a TV.
Oh, yeah.
We don't watch TV. And they say it with that snotty tone.
Yeah, without even knowing the person. I hate that person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all Duck Dynasty. There is some actual good stuff on television.
Sure, yeah.
There are, people have called this the third golden age of television with great dramas and pretty good comedies. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the fall season, which starts this week, I think. Some of the fall shows are starting up. I mean, you can't judge the quality of TV based on Ryan Seacrest and Million Second Quiz.
No.
Have you watched any of that?
No,
but I heard that's so confusing.
Mike Evans has been telling us, he's tried watching, and it is hard to watch.
It is the most complicated game I've ever seen on television.
And there's like a almost Big Brother aspect of the show where the person is quarantined or something?
At some point, I watched the show for 10 minutes.
They're
like
on a treadmill.
But yeah, they have to live on the set. The top score key people who scored the most have to live on the set, and they stay there all day long. And like one woman said, I barely got a chance to shower and have makeup on. It's like, what are you doing? Is it a trivia show or is it a Big Brother kind of show?
And it all starts with an app, right?
I don't know.
Play on a device, and then the highest scores get invited to the show.
I don't know. Right there, you've told me more than I knew about the show. All I know is in the 10 minutes I watched, they asked four questions.
I don't even know when it's on.
It's on like every night. NBC's doing...
They're trying to do like a millionaire thing with it.
Right. Okay. It wasn't on Sunday because they had football, and that is the highest rated show on television of anything.
Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, by far.
Wow.
But this Million Second Quiz has been on since last Monday, and the ratings keep going down and down and down. Last night, they got lower ratings than Arsenio Hall. So that's not good.
No.
Oh, that is not good.
That means you're not doing well. Mm-mm. And
that Arsenio show is one great show.
Oh, yeah. Before we get into anything else, I just want to say I have a friend who is a complete idiot about Powerball. It's $400 million is a jackpot
yes,
for tomorrow
is.
Night.
It is.
He calls me today. I answer the phone. Hello. He says, don't bother buying a Powerball ticket. I've got the winner.
That's what he said?
Yes.
How does he know?
Well, he can't possibly know, obviously, but here's why he's an idiot. If you have the winning ticket, you want everybody else to go out and buy tickets because the losers will put more money in the jackpot and you'll make more money.
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't bother buying when I have the winner.
Yeah. It's a shame that you can't go somebody that knows him behind his back and get his numbers from
I asked him.
You secondhand get him.
I said, why don't you tell me what numbers you're playing? That way I can split the prize with you. You don't need $400 million. You can each have $200. No. You're not tricking me into that. I think my wife hasn't tried that already. And I thought, really?
His wife.
You put your wife the numbers? Like I said, he's an... And by the way, he's one of these guys who will not play Powerball until it's worth this much.
Oh, yeah.
He actually has figured out the math. He said to me, well, you know, I know the odds are 175 million to one. But I'm getting $400 million. And I had to point out, well, yeah, but you paid $2.
Right.
So it's really $200 million to one for you. So it's not a giant overlay. Plus,
almost even money.
Plus, if other people have picked the same number as you, which, as we know, can be likely, and you split it up, well, now the odds aren't in your favor.
And then taxes and the lump sum.
But that taxes and lump sum stuff should never come into the thinking about it.
No, when it's $400 million.
Here's what should come in. That's $2.
Yes.
That's the entire rationale for
I won?
Buying or not buying.
Just for maybe an hour of just thinking about it.
Yeah. I won? Okay. The first thing I do, I call Mark and Jason, and then I call an attorney.
You've thought this out.
Yeah.
Dan I guarantee you, Dan has a laminated list of things he's going to do with the money.
I know he's gone farther than that.
He didn't just write the list out. He laminated it. Well, good luck to anybody who's playing it tomorrow night. I guess we have to say something about this Aaron Alexis, the shooter yesterday at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. First thing I want to say is I heard a report today that he's a heavy video game player. Oh, he played video games all the time.
Oh, so they're going to blame that now?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, even though just 2 weeks ago, we got yet another report that shows there's no direct causal link between people who play video games and people who commit violence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at this, you go, well, how can you say that? Here's a guy who was playing video games and obviously committed violence. Yes, you know why that is? Because he's a man. Guess who plays video games? Guys.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people who buy it and play it are guys, and they sell hundreds of millions of units. I just read today, Grand Theft Auto 5. I mean, I don't play video games, but I read today, it's coming out today. You probably have ordered yours already, Ian.
Yes.
Okay.
In the mail.
All right. It's going to make $1 billion. Which tells you that hundreds of millions of people are going to buy this video game. Are they all going to be prone to violence? No, obviously not.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say mental illness is more
yeah.
a factor in
well,
this.
That's what we're finding out about this guy, and the fact that he was able to retain his security clearance. So he worked for a contractor. He wasn't in the Navy anymore. He was let go from the reservists 2 years ago because he had issues and
conduct, I think.
Various things, but there's a report today. I'll read it to you. Alexis had been suffering a host of serious mental problems, including paranoia and a sleep disorder, and had been hearing voices in his head, according to officials. He'd been hearing voices in his head. Right there is a time where you go, oh, you've been hearing voices with your... I'm going to need your pass. We're not going to let you into a secure facility of any kind. Of course, that doesn't mean he wouldn't go kill somebody at the Quick Trip.
Right.
But... does raise all sorts of mental health related questions, particularly with guys in the VA system who are not getting taken care of nearly as much as they need to. His employer, the government contractor who he was working for, says they did do a background check on him, and it only showed that he had one traffic violation. So apparently the background check didn't include any of the mental health stuff that you might want to know yeah. about somebody who is going to be allowed onto a military base.
Yeah. Especially if they're suffering from schizophrenia.
Paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Voices.
Yes.
And all the rest. So I don't know what else there really is to report on that story. We're going to hear the details of every one of the 12 people he killed. Their entire crime was they went to work that day. Yesterday, and there'll be people who are analyzing everything about this guy's life, but he's dead, and they're dead, and it's a tragedy, and people are going to turn it into a gun discussion and a security issue and all that sort of stuff. And my favorite part of yesterday, and I don't mean favorite in a funny ha-ha way, but this happens every single time one of these things happen. It's not even an hour into the incident. I think they were still... The red lights and the vehicles were still flashing at the Navy Yard when somebody had to say, no connection to terrorism.
Yeah.
No connection to terrorism.
They're real quick about trying to jump in with that.
And then the number of shooters and...
I don't even think about when I hear things like this. My mind does not immediately go, oh, terrorist attack.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think, uh-oh, another crazy person went crazy.
You're right.
But they have to reassure us. And they do. Boy, I'm reassured now. That the guy only killed 12 people, but it's not a terrorist attack.
And we were talked a little bit yesterday about the news conference that they have. It's like 25 people up on the stand,
yeah.
and each person has to
yes.
give their little...
Sergeant this, Captain that,
yeah.
Colonel whatever,
yeah.
the head of this police force, the head of the other police force, the park police, the local police, the military police. They've all got to get up there and... After about the third person, there is nothing else to be said.
No.
And they usually open it up with saying, we have nothing new at this time.
We can't release any more
information. And we can't release,
right.
yeah. But we are investigating. And we are not taking any questions. And then there's always that one reporter that will yell out.
What about the thing yeah. that happened yesterday? With the... They're always shouting it off mic as everybody's walking
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
And one of them always looks back like, did you not hear us just say,
right.
we're not going to take any questions here? I do it every single time. Okay. We just had to talk about that for a brief moment here. And then the other story from yesterday that I have to mention is the effort to get that cruise ship upright off the coast of, was it Greece or Italy?
Italy.
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 Giglio.
The Costa Concordia. Now... I did not see any of the actual effort yesterday. This morning, I had the TV on, and it was on mute. So I admit that I was completely ignorant about it. I knew they had done something with it yesterday and that the effort had tried yesterday, but I didn't know what happened. I had not heard any news about it. This morning, the TV's on. It's on mute. It's on one of the morning shows, and they're showing video of it, and the ship comes right up, you know, in like 6 seconds. I went, wow, that's really impressive. Why did it take so long? It's been a year and a half since that thing. Why'd they let that thing lie there if it's that easy to do it?
Yeah.
And then they show it again, and I realize, oh, time lapse.
Uh-huh.
19 hours.
Is that how long
it took? Yes, it was 19 hours.
Time lapse. Wow, that was fast. Whoop. Hey.
It just goes to show you what an idiot I am. I just awakened and turned the TV on, and I saw that. And I, wow, that's impressive.
Even with all the work with engineers and everything, it was a little better than 50-50 chance of them being able to write this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they said they were building platforms and doing all that stuff. And
yeah, they had to. They built these platforms way up in northern Italy, and they had to ship them all the way around the heel, the boot, everything to the other side, to the western side of Italy. And that was like a 19-day trip just to get these platforms there. And they have to dig them into the. Because I think it was sitting on a mountain peak under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's. And they had to attach those sconces on one side, and now that it's upright, they're going to attach them to the other side and fill them with water and everything, and where it'll get buoyant and bring the thing up.
You know how most of us say when we're in high school and we're taking math classes, when am I ever going to use this?
Yes, exactly.
Those are the people who use math right there. The engineers who figured out how to get that ship upright. It took them a long time, and they had to build stuff, and the mechanical people had to be involved in that sort of stuff. Right there is why we had to. Some people had to be really good at math to do that.
Run thousands of computer model simulations.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So now what happens to the stuff on board the ship that belonged to the people who were on that cruise?
Yeah.
That's they a crime didn't mention, scene still.
Yes, because there are still people missing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. They didn't mention that. There was a story, I think it was on either 60 Minutes or CBS Sunday Morning this past weekend about it. But they didn't mention that part.
At this point, I've written my luggage off if I'm one of the people who are on
there. Yeah, I don't think I want it back.
I'm never going to get that shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite shirt was in there. Oh, well, that's done.
Your watch in the safe.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about off the air the other day, about all the stuff that's in the safes there. I mean, credit cards and everything will be canceled, of course, but jewelry?
Take it on board and you put it in a safe? I don't know. I've never been on a cruise ship, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like in a hotel room. They have safes in there, and somebody, you can stick it in there.
That's the sort of thing that 100 years from now, James Cameron would get one of his submersibles and go down there and take all that stuff and declare to the world, I have the riches of the Costa Concordia.
Yeah.
Nope, can't do that because we had the people who studied math. They beat you to it. Sorry, Jimbo.
$900 million that cost this up until yesterday.
Now, who pays for that?
I believe the insurance company.
Wow.
The captain.
Yeah, that guy's paying with his life, I think.
Yeah. But that's a call that if you're at the insurance company, you just hope that you're not the person who wrote that policy.
Oh, my goodness.
If, you know, the day you sign that policy, you come in, it's like, whoa, look what I have.
Yes.
They have a brand new boat, and I got the insurance policy on it.
They're going to pay us $100,000 a month.
Hi, Shelter Insurance. Can I help you?
What? What happened?
Have you been watching television?
Oh, no! You know, I have a friend who works for a reinsurance company. They're the ones who insure the insurance companies. And, in fact, one of those companies is building a new headquarters out in Chesterfield, right off Highway 40 at Chesterfield Parkway.
Is that like a bookie going to lay his bets with another
essentially,
sports book?
But this friend of mine works for this insurance company that had that rig that spilled all that oil into the Gulf a couple of years ago. He has been very, very depressed ever since then. Because, again, you know, it's kind of like having a bookie and...
Yeah, there is a chance that you're going to have to pay up. But, man, when you get that, oh, right, man, and that's then all of a sudden you get that call. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, about that bonus.
I would... You didn't cash that check, did you, Bob?
Hey, honey, I'm going to have to go my second job at Quick Trip. I got to go to work.
You know, it would be like the auto policy. You call up the insurance company. Hey, I bought a new car, and I need I want everything covered, complete replacement cost and everything. All right, yes, we're happy to do that for you, Mr. Harris. No problem. Okay, you are covered. As of right now, you're covered. What's that? The car is totaled?
Yeah.
No!
What?
I've given them $108, and they're paying me back for the whole car.
I
know. Go! Got to take a break. We're back in a moment here. 314-969-KTRS is our phone number. Star KTRS on your cell phone. And toll free, 800. Not 800. We don't have an 800 number.
888.
How long have I worked here?
About 3 days.
888-550-KTRS.
Speaking of cars and insurance and accidents, here's Tim Weiland to fill us in if there's any problems out there.
What's cars, insurance, and accidents have to do with me?
You're going to give traffic. You're going to give us the traffic information if there's any accidents.
Oh, okay.
Which would then, in turn, create insurance issues.
This
is the kind of quality programming you don't get when Frank is here.
That's right. You think? All right. Hey, you know, one thing I noticed on the way in, I went over the JB Bridge and came 255 northbound, and I noticed there is a lot more traffic than there normally is. So I think people are starting to use these alternate bridges instead of because of Highway 64 being shut down until September 23rd. So expect a little bit heavier volume as you're making your way over in Illinois from the JB Bridge. Well, we'll get it right. If you're traveling westbound 40, everything's looking pretty good. A little bit heavy between 270 and Mason. Eastbound 40 at 141 had some debris in the roadway. Southbound 270, I don't really have anything stop and go. It is heavy, though, from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, you'll find just a little bit of a slowdown as you get right around Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270 is still a clear run from McDonald all the way to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
After a week off, Missouri's football team travels to Big Ten country Saturday evening to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Coverage begins at 6 p.m. Game time is at 7. Get every pass, every play right here Saturday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Ken Heisey. Playing the slots or your favorite game of chance can be a lot of fun. But the reality is most people lose money when they gamble. Now think about your retirement savings. Would you risk it all on the roll of the dice? Many people around St. Louis are doing just that.
Hi, I'm Lori Heisey. Investing involves managing risk. The riskier the investments, the harder it may be to recover when the market goes down and you're retired. Some people might never recover. To get a second opinion on your retirement income plans, call Heisey Advisory Group. Together, we have over 45 years combined experience in financial services.
Call Heisey Advisory Group at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Okay, here's a little brain exercise. See if you can remember these numbers. 1-800-601-1935. Do you ever meet someone and 5 minutes later forget their name? Do you lose your keys, forget birthdays, can't remember names and dates? Losing your memory can be embarrassing, stressful, and even dangerous. That's why we created Prevagen. Within days, you'll notice significant improvement in your attention, memory, and focus, and avoid the embarrassment of memory problems. Based on Nobel Prize-winning chemistry and clinically shown to improve your memory, Prevagen consists of a unique and safe protein only recently discovered. Researchers worldwide are touting the incredible memory-increasing properties of Prevagen, making it the number one brain health support supplement in America. Don't let memory problems keep you from living the full life you deserve. Call 800-601-1935 today to try Prevagen absolutely risk-free. Prevagen is clinically shown to improve memory and support a healthier brain, sharper mind, and clearer thinking. So call now at 800-601-1935. That's 800-601-1935. Again, 800-601-1935.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-0726. That's 800-357-0726. 800-357-0726. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it, because now more than ever you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30 plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday, we're at our normal time from 3 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Yep, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about new first-time buyer's money. If you want to know more about how to get $5,000 free for your down payment, call 314-878-2300. Otherwise, listen to This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I mean, it's Frank Opinion. So you have an accident, okay? Car's got some damage, needs to be repaired. Where are you going to go? If you're AM and the PM, you're going to go to Schaefer. Don't you feel sorry for people who aren't AM and the PM? Think about it. There's so many great advertisers and services they may not know about. You don't have to worry about that, because you're going to go to Schaefer and you're going to be very happy. You're going to be happy, of course, with the quality of work. I think top of the list when it comes to things that are important about a body shop. Well, number one would be that the vehicle looks like the accident never happened. You can't tell where their work started and where it stopped. Then you get to the stuff that really sets Schaefer apart, the service. The service that includes things like, if you're not quite sure whether or not you have car rental that's part of your insurance coverage, they'll find out for you. And if you do, they'll arrange the car rental. If your car needs to be picked up to be taken in for the body work because it's not drivable, they'll take care of that. They'll come get you. They'll take you back. They'll get the car for you. They'll take you to it to you. Whatever it takes, they'll do it to make this the easiest body work process you've ever been through. They've done this for a long time. They have it down. So don't worry about anything. Because the biggest hurdle you've already crossed, and that's, where do you have the work done? Schaefer is the answer. 7 locations. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
And now, all the songs that ever became a hit for a group named Ace.
Oh, wow.
Hope you enjoyed that medley of the tunes made famous by the group Ace. Look for them at the pageant this weekend. Oh, they're not playing there. I believe one of them has a job as an usher.
Well, the concert will last 5 minutes.
Thank you. Good night.
You know, there was an era where somebody, some promoter would put on a concert, and they'd have a house band that would play, and various acts would come out, and they would do their hit song, yes, one, and then they'd leave the stage, and yeah, then the next one would come out, and maybe they had two songs,
yeah,
and that'd be about it.
That was the closer.
That would probably be a good concert to see. You're seeing everybody, you know. It's not like you're hearing somebody's deep tracks from their fourth album.
It's not the deep tracks so much, it's the new songs.
Oh, yes.
That people, when they go to a concert, you know, they're always the people who have the new album by whoever it is that you're going to see. You know, Springsteen comes to town and people have that new album. They've downloaded it the day it came out, and the concert's that night, and they already know the words to every song.
Yes. Know the set list from other cities. So they.
But you don't, and you really just went there to hear Thunder Road and Born to Run and the other, right, the other Springsteen songs that you know.
It's like that when you go to see Dave Matthews. He just came out with a new album, and all the people, I don't know the new album, I went and saw him, and then everybody, it's like all these people know the new album, mm-hmm, and they're like going crazy, and it's like, I don't know what this song is. I have no idea what this song is.
So in the business, I believe that's called the bathroom break.
Yes,
you can actually see people, they're either going to the bathroom, or they're going to get another beer.
Yeah.
One or the other. And, you know, acts know that. I've actually seen acts on stage say, okay, listen, we have to play a couple of new songs off the new album now. Yeah. We'll get back to our greatest hits after the... Can you just stand by for 8 minutes while we play these two songs?
Yes. Just give them a chance.
We really would like your feedback. Oh, I heard one of them say, we have a new song here we'd like to play for it. We really would like your feedback on this. In other words, we're down on our knees. We're begging you. Please don't go to the bathroom now.
Don't boo.
This is the one where we let the bass player sing.
Yes.
He's the only song he gets to sing.
Yeah. Very rarely do the bass players get to sing.
Spoken by a bass player.
Yes.
Right there.
You're the exception to the rule, though, right?
That's right.
I am. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Steve, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. First of all, yes, I am AM and PM this afternoon.
Thank you for that.
I was reading a lot of articles on the CNN about this Costa Concordia, and there's talk about what's on that ship, of which, keep in mind, they were only on the cruise for like 5 hours, so they had food and everything ready for 4,200 people that's been rotting in those freezers. And they plan on taking room by room and getting their valuables out of the safes and the luggage and returning them back to their owners, the article said.
Well, I would think that they would have to legally return everything or make the best possible effort to return everything.
And no matter how waterlogged they says it is, they're going to try to return all of that personal property and identify it to their original owners. And they're going to go room by room and check everything out. And they said it's going to be a toxic mess when they do that.
How does that work with somebody that has cashed in on their insurance and gotten a replacement already? How does something like that work?
Cha-ching.
You get both of them?
I guess.
Well, it's your property. I don't know why they would take it away from you.
Well, what happens if your car gets stolen and your insurance company pays you off for the stolen car, and then a year later you find the car, or somebody finds it?
You're supposed to tell your insurance company. I lost a trailer recently, exact same way. They call me every couple of years. Matter of fact, the police department calls me and says, have you found it?
Supposed to tell them.
Oh, I thought that was your job.
Have you found it? I haven't been looking.
Oh, I haven't. You're right. I haven't been looking. And CNN has a time-lapse photography of this ship coming up.
Yeah, that's what I saw this morning.
Just phenomenal to watch some of this.
It really is remarkable, but only when you see it in time lapse.
Yes.
To see it in real time must have been so boring.
It was like watching paint dry, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
I'm glad you called, Steve. Thank you. You know what? They really should set up a website for all of the passengers on that ship where you can go and you can say, you know what? Don't bother with this room and getting that stuff back to me. I don't have anything valuable in there. You know, we had some books that we brought and an iPad and our clothes, and we've replaced all that stuff, and I don't want it back after having lay in the ocean for a year and a half. Nothing's going to work, right? I mean, any electronics they give you back or your clothes, would you want your clothes back?
No.
Could you imagine if someone's iPhone was in one of those waterproof cases and they got it out and it still worked?
Oh, there will be a story like that.
That would be a testament.
New Apple commercial.
Yeah.
Bill, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi there. Yeah, Apple, you were talking about...
Hold on, Bill. Apple is probably going to announce if you have an iPhone 4 or 4S that was submerged in the Mediterranean for over a year, bring it in, and we will upgrade you to our new 5C or whatever it is. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, you were talking about bands and the bathroom breaks. Reminds me of this story. I kind of have to set it up for you. I went to a Davy Jones concert.
Davy Jones from the Monkees?
Yes, Davy Jones. It's just him by himself. And he's doing one of his songs. Okay, and the first 10 rows are actually, it's at the casino, so actually they're on folding chairs. Well, during one of his songs, this girl gets up to go to the bathroom. Well, she stands up and she starts, you know, puts in her way out, you know, and he goes, stop! And he stops the band. He goes, where are you going? She says, to the bathroom. He said, now? During my show? She goes, well, you have to go, you have to go. So she leaves, goes to the bathroom, the band starts back up again. Okay, so the end of the song ends, so he asks the person next to her, hand me her chair. So when she came back in while they were playing, he had their chairs up on the stage. He made her come up on the stage and get the chair.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was hysterical.
Now, do you think that she should have waited until it was between songs to get up and bolt out of there?
At least between songs.
I think there's some sort of obligation on the part of people who sit up front. I'm not talking about somebody who sits in the back and tries to sneak out of there. But if you're in the first 5 to 10 rows...
That's where she was, about the third row. Yeah,
you probably, just out of respect for the people that you paid to see, don't go, oh, I hate this song.
Yes, I'm out of here. The bright lights shining right on you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he had everybody on the floor, I'm telling you, when he did that.
I've seen comedians do things like that.
I have one, just like what Howie Mandel did that. I saw him at Kiel Opera House. When he was touring, mm-hmm. when he first started, when he was doing Bobby and doing the balloon, the glove over his head and everything, a guy that was probably in the second or third row got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of his show, and he stopped everything, and he says, where are you going? And the guy says, I have to go to the bathroom. So he goes, fine, you're going to miss some of the best stuff. I guarantee you, you're missing the best stuff. So the guy gets out, and Howie watches him, and he goes, okay, who's with him? And he says, these people, there's like four people with him. He says, get up here on stage, go backstage with everybody else. He talks to the one lady, which is his wife or his girlfriend, and then he has other people move around. So the guy's not going to recognize anybody that's sitting around. He says, when he comes back, just act like, you know, nothing's wrong, because he's going to look confused because he's not going to see anybody he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the guy comes back, and sure enough, Howie's in the middle of something, and everybody just starts laughing when the guy's walking down the aisle. And he looks around, and he stops, and he just looks and looks, and Howie goes, excuse me, sir, what the hell's wrong with you? Take your seat, and starts yelling at him. And the guy goes, I don't know where my seat is. And the guy, he goes, what do you mean? Don't you have your ticket? And they start going back and forth, and he goes, wait a minute, are you with Stacy? And he goes, yeah. He goes, she's back here having sex with everybody at the
bathroom. Oh, no.
And then he says, you don't believe me? Stacy, come on out here. And they come out. And it was pretty funny.
Then that's good, because now you've gotten the whole crowd involved in that. And it wasn't like a heckler situation.
No.
Or somebody was a drunk jerk.
No.
He made it into fun. Yeah.
It was hysterical.
I can see that. Bill, I have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
What the hell were you doing at a Davy Jones solo concert?
It was free.
Oh, you got a freebie from the casino? Free.
Actually, it was very good. It was really good.
Aside from the Monkees hits, what songs does Davy Jones perform? Doesn't matter, because that's the only one you know.
The Monkees songs.
he had his own album, didn't he? He had a song.
I'm sure he had albums, but... But actually, he did the other month. He did all Mickey songs as well too. So,
oh wow!
You know, he did the whole gamut. He did all of them.
He played the prom for Marsha Brady at the Brown.
Right. He did. Yeah.
That wasn't free. All right, Bill. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you.
Here's your little music trivia note for today. Davy Jones is the reason that David Bowie is named David Bowie.
Really?
Because David Bowie's real name is David Jones.
Wow.
Born too late.
Yep. Other guy already got the name. Can't have the same name as somebody else who's already a pop performer. I've seen a magician do something similar to what you were just talking about with somebody, Lance Burton, yeah, out in Las Vegas. Somebody got up like from the second row in the middle of a trick.
Oh.
And got up, and Lance stopped the entire show. And it's an illusion show where it's like, you know, something big is about to happen on stage. And he says, excuse me, really? You couldn't hold it? Because we're going to do a big reveal here. You're going to miss the whole thing. And I'm actually going to tell the audience how we did it at the end of this trick. But no, you go ahead. And then there's the guy standing there like, okay.
I'll sit back down.
I'll sit back down. Well, because of you, sir, we're not going to tell everybody. Oh,
boo. Oh, yeah.
Dave, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm wondering if maritime law would prevail over the belongings on that ship.
I assume that they would. Why?
Well, when a maritime, whoever salvaged it, they would come up, all of that property on that ship would belong to the salver.
I don't think that this qualifies as salvage, though, because it is still called a crime scene. I heard them referring to it yesterday as it's still a crime scene, and they're actually still looking for evidence on board. So it's not like the ship sank. It just went over.
Stranded.
On its side, and yeah, ended up stranded on the top of this sandbar or whatever it was that was underneath there. So I don't think that in that case, if you had found it, you would. It wasn't catch it and keep it.
Well, what I'm relying on is in the old days, they used to change lights and everything on our coast, and the salvers would go out and plunder the ships that run aground on the reefs, and they would claim maritime salvage.
Hmm.
It's an interesting take on it.
Yep.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to plug a little thing on a treasure ship called the Atocha.
Hey, someone just called and said that maritime law doesn't go into effect until you're 20 miles offshore. So that was still an Italian one.
Try to take that up with a gentleman by the name of Mel Fisher, who fought for years to get the $350 million of treasure that he took off of the Atocha about 5 miles off the coast of Florida. Yeah.
And did he get it?
He won. Yes, he won.
He did.
Hmm. Yeah, the Spencer Road Library in October is going to show the National Geographic film of Mel Fisher's search for the Atocha, and there'll be a lot of old treasure divers there who are, I guess we'd call survivors from back in the 50s and 60s. There are a few of us still alive.
Mm-hmm. You were a treasure diver yourself?
Yes. I worked for over a year with Treasure Solvers, and I met Mel Fisher on many occasions, and I've listened to his major claim. Today's the day, boys, and he would hold up a gold pie. It was a piece of gold that he got off of a wreck that had a Spanish markings on it, and it was about the size of a saucer, and he would carry that in his pocket all over Key West. Anybody who knows anything about him would know that.
You show that to a bunch of people, that's how you recruit people to become treasure hunters, right?
Yes. Wow.
They all see that, and their eyes become as big as a saucer, and they go, yeah, I'm going to get that.
Yeah, that's what we want.
All right, so then it leads to the obvious question, Dave. Since you were in that business, how'd you do?
Well, I get paid a salary every week for the entire time that I did the work, even the 3 weeks, 2 days, in 8 hours that I was guest to the Cuban government.
Wow. But you didn't get, if you were working for a treasure hunter, if you were just part of the crew, you don't get a piece of whatever you find?
Well, if we would have found some gold, it would have been worth, it would have been a percentage of it. But unfortunately, the group I worked for, all we had was a good time. Most
oh boy.
Of the time.
Uh-huh.
I got to see a lot of Cuba.
No, he probably found something down there, and he said, nope, we couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
And he went back later.
Why are you struggling to get back to shore?
Yeah. That word if was a really big part of it. I'll tell you what, Dave, you go that way towards Cuba. We're going to look over here.
Well, we did. We weren't expecting to be guests of the Cuban government. We were on our way to Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
And I run aground on a reef, But if the folks would like to hear a lot about it, get out to the Spencer Library out off of Spencer Road in St. Charles around the 20th of October. It'll be on our listings.
Wow.
There'll be a group of us out there, and you'll get to see the National Geographic piece on Mel Fisher.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I'm really glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, here's our treasure hunter, our own little treasure hunter, Tim Weiland, with traffic.
All right, thanks, Dan. It's already stop and go now on eastbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge through 64. On southbound 270, we've got some really slow traffic now approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, a little heavy 270 through Mason. Starting to get heavy approaching the Boone Bridge. And eastbound 270 is slowing approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Allstate. Protect a bundle and save a bundle with Allstate bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, and more. With Allstate, you can save up to 30% for a free quote. Call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or just talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Hi, Frank. Here's something that only people who bank at First Community Credit Union would know. When the Cardinals have a home game, the popcorn, the free, fresh popcorn at First Community Credit Union is red. Red popcorn. How about that? Still tastes the same. Still good. And you're probably not going to go and change where you do your banking just because there's popcorn. Even though there's red popcorn when the Cardinals play a home game, that's not enough. That's not enough. You need to know about rates, and you need to be convinced they're competitive. You need to know that the service is better than where you bank now. Otherwise, what would be the reason for changing? I think you're going to find it is. I think you're going to find that when you are banking at a place that is owned by the customers, and that's the case with First Community Credit Union, it makes a difference. A difference that you can see in all kinds of areas. So you're banking somewhere now, unless you have a really good reason for staying at that bank, I invite you to join us in bank where we all of us on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, do all our banking, and that is First Community Credit Union. You can find out more by just stopping in, grab some popcorn, get some literature, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, or go to their website, firstcommunity.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's some disturbing new information about the state of mind of Washington Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says as early as last month, he told police he was hearing voices in his head.